Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit Sports Fitness and Wellness. I want to give a quick shout out at the top of the show. Future guest, Bob Belber, for over three decades, has collected hundreds of backstage passes. Some of the biggest names and shows, Paul McCartney, Elton John, Beyonce, as well as sporting events, a lot of NCAA events. He's auctioning those. The auction ends Friday. So I want to give you guys PHIauctions.com. PHIauctions.com. Check that out. We have a great doubleheader, or at least we thought we did. I was expecting to connect with the team physician of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, and he's the author of the book Skill. He's a team doctor for many different teams. Something I don't know went wrong. Live radio, it's an adventure like we've seen. We'll see if he pops in. Returning a little later, Daniel Stein. Daniel's the therapist. He's the founder of Special Strong, a great group specializing in treating and working with people with disabilities. And then the sports doctor's in. I think we got a list of emails that we will touch base with. So since we're waiting for Dr. Ahmad, if he can come through, hopefully it wasn't an emergency, something like that, I thought we would talk about the challenges that every day the sports medicine world, the sports parenting world is facing with the virus and with the COVID-19, whether it is the canceling of the games, of the season, of rescheduling, that whole craziness at all levels. Although the professional level has been able to at least return with all of their challenges, whether it was the Major League Baseball season, we saw World Series, whether it was the NBA, we saw the finals, and that's a great example, hockey. So we were able to see at that level, you know, some of the success. We miss sports so dearly. But at all different levels, the stresses are there. Tremendous increases in the amount of injuries at all levels because of returning when you weren't quite ready. The professionals had a much better game plan for that with the training that they did. But many times we'll see the high school, junior high school club sports that were shut out for months might not have been ready to get back into action. We ran into various kinds of overuse problems, repetitive motion problems, and then the whole mental side. You know, we've had experts on the sports doctor over the past few months talking about the real mental health challenges that all of us. Okay. Dr. Chris, you here?
I am here. Sorry, I was dealing with a very challenging patient.
Anyway.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Team doctor of the Yankees, he's the author, he's the professor of clinical orthopedics. I understand he's a fellow Long Islander. Hey, Dr. Chris, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. This is special.
Give us some background. You grew up on Long Island, didn't you?
That's right. I grew up in Long Island, born and raised, and In fact, growing up, baseball was not my life, my passion. I wanted to be a professional soccer player. And so growing up, I played competitive soccer. I played on all kinds of Olympic development teams. And my real goal was to play at the highest level. And I was fortunate enough to interact with lots of talented soccer players and coaches. In fact, I love telling this story because Christian Pulisic, who's one of the premier players that have come out of the United States, who now plays in the Premier League, I was best friends with his dad growing up in Long Island, and so there was a lot of soccer talent.
And what town did you grow up in, Chris?
I grew up in Commack. I went to Commack High School South, the same high school as Bob Costas, who I might add has a few years on me. So
who's he?
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Massapequa, so it's great to touch base, interact, you know, with you. You know, the challenges of being a team physician, and we've had many, gosh, the Mets, the Bulls, the White Sox, the Cubs over the years, I'm so excited, you and the Yankees, but the challenges of being a physician for a professional team are really something, aren't they?
Well, the challenge is hard because the modern athlete right now is so exceptional with their athleticisms. Essentially, they're pushing their bodies to the brink of injury every time they train and every time they compete. And
still, isn't it amazing? The interactions you and I have had on LinkedIn, where we've talked about the youth overuse injuries. It's why I co-authored the book Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the tremendous concern of the epidemic of overuse and being too aggressive. You know, you're one of the great Tommy John surgeons, and all of a sudden we see some of the surgery on adolescents. It's kind of way out of line, although I think we're educating the public and coaches and parents as best we can, but that's why I'll ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Well, it's not easy because every young player has a dream, and they want to be the next Aaron Judge. And why wouldn't we want to support that dream? And kids who develop work ethic and who want to practice, we support that, and we want our kids to have every opportunity. But you're exactly right. We've gone a little overboard, or a lot overboard with it, with early specialization. Coaches are telling young kids to stop playing outside sports other than the one that they're coaching them in so that they can be better on their team. And it leads to this early specialization and also early professionalization. You know, young kids have three bats. They have all kinds of Oakley sunglasses, batting cages in their backyards. And so they abuse their bodies early on, along with strength and conditioning coaches. So you're right.
I
spend as much time with psychology as I do with treating patients.
Yes. And what's interesting is I know that you're one of the team physicians very involved in the world of gymnastics. I have a chapter in my book. I've been seeing figure skaters for 30, 40 years, putting orthotics in the skates of figure skaters. The 2010 Olympic gold medalist grew up here in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old. He put orthotics in his skates. Alignment. But the challenges many times with specialization. However, in figure skating and gymnastics, you know, if you're a ballet dancer, I call them the prodigy sports. So I see that you've got your toe dipped in that world also, where you're dealing with young children growing up playing one sport. Now, you could tell them all day, physically, we want you to use the rest of your body, but these are a special group, aren't they?
That group that you described, the gymnast, figure skater, and there's a few other sports that fall into their categories.
Falling into that. Soccer.
Yep.
You played. You were a Division I player, and soccer is also big-time specialty with some of these, especially internationally, where, again, you have an adolescent growing up. It's all he wants to do. You know, but some of the best athletes we've ever seen have been soccer players, or some of them.
I love telling families and young athletes this. Whenever I sign or do a contract physical on a new Yankee player, I ask him, did you play other sports in high school? And many of them do say yes. Derek Jeter played basketball, as you may know. And
I think, you know, that's very, very common. For the most part, you know, the Olympic, or rather the World Cup gold women's team, 80% of the women had played other sports. So there's no doubt about it. You know, that's the way to go. But the overuse and overscheduling many times is way out of line. This is one of the biggest reasons we see that there are so many different injuries. And, of course, you as an orthopedic surgeon, you're talking about, I hope when you take a look and you do those physicals on your players, you take a look at their foot mechanics. Dr. Chris?
Yeah. That starts from the foot up and the kinetic chain.
We sing. You know, how long have you been with the Yankees?
Well, listen to this. This player, I asked him, and after he said he played football also in high school, I said, did it help you now as a professional baseball player? And he said, it tremendously helped me. And he said, in fact, I can tell which baseball players played other sports in high school and which ones didn't. And, of course, I said, how so? And he said, not only did it make me more athletic, but it made me a better teammate. And I thought that was inspiring because some sports, baseball, you need to learn how to be a good teammate. And in life, it's worthwhile being a good teammate, even outside of sports. So I thought that was good to hear. I've been with the Yankees since 2008. That's when I started. And I love saying that 2009 was my rookie year because that was the year I was the head team physician for the Yankees. And that was the year that we won the World Series, our last World Series. And so an incredibly memorable year for me. And it's been quite a ride since then.
And I think you've shared it with the world, too, your book, Skill. You know, 40 principles that surgeons, athletes, and other elite performers use to achieve mastery. You know, it's interesting. I for decades, Dr. Chris, on the sports doctor, we talk about what I call the mental game. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their mother or father, whether you're a coach, it's incredible how, and today it's become such a big deal, knock on wood, the tremendous attention, you know, to the mental side of things, and I know that you really pay big attention to that in your 40 principles. In the next 3 minutes, give us a couple of the important principles that you stress in the book.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. I love sharing what I've observed in surgery as it relates to professional sports because I watched Mariano Rivera prepare for games, and I see how Aaron Judge takes care of his body and how he prepares in the off season. And what it told me is that these professional athletes do the same things that I do as a surgeon. And many of the things I've done to get better as a surgeon, I learned as developing as a soccer player. So the first thing
stability
I was,
and balance.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
And one of the things I've been interested in most recently, because you brought up the mental side, and very often the mental edge is what separates good from great. So even if you have great skill, if you can only hit the ball on the driving range and not compete in golf, or you cannot come in and close a playoff game as a pitcher who is a closer because you cannot execute under pressure, we would call that poor performance a choke. And that happens to everybody in every discipline. And in fact, happens to surgeons. So part of the things that I've been studying and doing on my own is developing methods not to choke and make sure you have a great performance.
Yes, you Jack can train Nicholas, for it. That's, I think, your point. When I've seen some of the feedback in the book, the point is you truly can train for this. And, you know, again, whether you're the best athlete in the world or somebody who's looking to develop the ability to stay in the moment, the ability to pay attention to what counts. These are really, really a trained skills. Dr. Chris, I wanted to ask you, I didn't know that you and your family are involved in a charity in the world of crutches?
That's right. We have an amazing charity. It's a non-for-profit, and the idea is to take advantage of a resource that we all know about and don't know what to do with. And that is, if you've ever had a problem with your lower extremity, twisted an ankle, had surgery, and you had crutches, whether from the emergency room or the hospital, when you're done with the crutches, you don't know what to do with them. And here's the amazing part of it. In other countries where crutches is a resource not available, they just don't have them. Let's give an example. It could be Haiti. If you don't have crutches, you can't get to school if you have a problem with your foot. And if you can't get to school, you don't have an education. You can't contribute to your family, to your society. This simple mechanism to acquire crutches through crutch drives within schools that high school kids participate in, or crutch collections at our hospital centers, medical centers all over the world.
Is there a, what's the information for that quickly?
Yeah, it's called C4K, and it's Crutches for Kids, C4K. So you can just Google Crutches for Kids, and you will find amazing stories there.
Everybody's had that experience, really, almost everybody, of the challenge of learning how to properly do crutches, be able to do it properly. And it's interesting how in this day and age, it's still something that really makes a lot of sense, whether it's making them available or it's also really educating people to understand, the fact of how to do them. And the your book and some of your Yankees information, is there a general website, Dr. Chris, people could find out about you and all these different teams you help and everything that you're doing?
Yeah, my website, I have a personal website that I update regularly and that I work on, that I write blogs on with the latest information, is Dr. Christopher Ahmad. And what I try to do is make sure that people have a resource for when they do get injured, they know where to go.
Dr. Chris Ahmad, team physician, Yankees. I'm so glad we caught up. We were a little bit late, but it was fantastic to have you on. And again, the book Skill. And what was that website again with the crutch information, quickly?
It's Crutches for Kids. And my personal website is drahmadsportsmedicine.com.
Great. Chris, hold on. Everybody, will be right back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. everybody live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. It was great. You know, live radio is an adventure. So the team physician, Dr. Christopher Amata, the Yankees, missed a few minutes, but he was great. I'm glad and excited to welcome back Daniel Stein. Daniel is a therapist who specializes in working with people with disabilities. He's the founder of Special Strong. Daniel, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob, great to be back. Thank you so much.
Yes, give us some background on you and Special Strong.
Yeah, so when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with a learning disability, and my parents did the best thing that ever happened in my life, which is they got me the exercise, they got me involved in sports. And so what ended up happening was I started playing sports, I started working out, and all of a sudden, this learning disability was a thing of the past. I was overcoming it. I was beating it. I was doing better in school. And it was all because I was exercising and staying active. And so I continued to work out all throughout middle school, all throughout high school. And after high school, I decided to get several different certifications because I loved working out so much, I knew that I wanted to specialize in it. And so once I got certified, I realized that there really wasn't any opportunities for other people like me who had a type of disability. So in my case, you know, I had a learning disability. Later in life, I was also diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. So physical pain is something that I was dealing with on a daily basis leading up to the diagnosis. And so I wanted a place where people could go and learn how to exercise for any condition that they had. So in 2016, I started a company called Special Strong, and just like you said, we specialize in adaptive fitness for individuals that have physical, mental, or cognitive challenges.
It's a great term, Daniel, adaptive fitness. You know, the challenge of and for decades on the Sports Doctor, one of my sponsors, Right Fit, Suzanne Gray, has specialized in adding exercise to the world of autism and has written books on it when I had her on the radio 20 years ago. Yet, it's still a semi-secret, the fact that exercise, you were a great example, you probably didn't realize it, you know, the importance of exercise, let alone sports, therapeutically on these learning disorders, or to say the least, in our society we're deluged with ADD, ADHD, and the fact that there's a exercise side of that and other disabilities is of tremendous value. What are some of the other disabilities that you see in your clinic?
Yeah, we see quite a few different kinds of conditions. You know, you mentioned autism. We certainly work with individuals who have autism, but we also work with individuals who have multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries. We've worked with stroke survivors, amputees. You know, those are just naming a few of the most common conditions that we service. But we really service the full gamut. So when we say adaptive fitness, we truly adapt fitness for just about any condition that's out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, the David Lyons, world-class bodybuilder, a strength trainer who developed multiple sclerosis and really became a champion around the world to charities in the combination of training with MS. And I got to get you together with him. He was one of my classmates in my exciting induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame a year and a half ago. David, I think he's in the Texas area. Aren't you in Texas?
I am. I'm in the Dallas, Texas area.
Okay. I have to connect you guys. Now, I see some of the videos and that you've had on LinkedIn and some of the different educational things you're paying attention to, where you're showing individuals who really have benefited in so many different ways, physically, learning how to walk, learning how to function, learning how to balance. And, you know, you pay big attention to the mental side of it, absolutely, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that the mental part is the most important part. You know, the brain controls the body, and so it really all starts in the mind. And that is the most important part of our training program, is addressing the mind. And, you know, exercise in and of itself is incredibly therapeutic. You know, there's many books out there. As a matter of fact, for the listeners out there that enjoy reading, I recommend a book called Spark. It's an amazing book, and it just talks about there's many hundreds of studies in this book just about what exercise does for the brain. And I think that's one of the things that makes us unique is we take a very specific targeted approach to the brain using what we refer to as brain integration techniques. And, you know, that's why a lot of our clients are able to regain balance. They're able to get their first time job ever in their entire life. And they're able to increase their multitasking abilities. It's all because new neurons in their brain are being created.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, one of the spin speed coaches in the world of figure skating, famous Sheila Thielen, been a guest of mine on a few different occasions, one of our consultants in the world of figure skating. Her company, Vestibular Training Products, and the idea of spinning, besides high-performance figure skating, and that those kinds of balances is therapeutic, again, for the world of disabilities. And again, with the, I guess, educational challenge still, I would think, with the medical and physical therapy community, getting them to pay as much attention to what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. It is challenging. You know, I will say that the medical community supports what we do. The problem is when it comes to medical providers and professionals, there isn't many places that they can refer a patient to go. So as an example, if a patient came in to see a medical provider, and the medical provider knows how beneficial exercise is, where exactly is that medical professional supposed to tell the patient to go? They can't just tell them to go to a random gym and say, good luck, figure it out. You know, the client's going to hurt themselves. So, you know, one of my personal visions for our company is we want to be the innovating leader in the fitness industry for creating an adaptive model all across the United States. That's one of the reasons why we're actually in the process now of expanding outside of Texas, is because we want medical professionals to know who Special Strong is. And when they have a patient, they can refer a patient to Special Strong in any city and in any state in the United States to get them the care that they need.
It's ambitious, you know, and especially when you're specializing in a real necessary niche. I don't even want to use the word niche, which is the whole population of various disabilities. And it's a big population. And yet at the same time, you know, again, being paying attention, because you're working with families, you're working with, the whole different group in the world. That's why you all got to be good sports psychologists, and the ability, again, for people to go. You know, you talk about the mental side of things. Like my first guest, Team Doc of the Yankees, are talking about the, you know, mental game. And it's amazing whether it's rehabilitation, whether it's high performance, whether all of these kinds of pressures. And it is tough, pardon my French, to be pissed off when you're exercising. You know, the runner's high. When you're exercising, mm-hmm. for the most part, it's hard to be aggravated. And that still is a big secret. Besides all the physical things, you know, that exercise adds, and we want absolutely people to know what they're doing. You know, the profession of personal training, the profession of physical therapy, where does Special Strong fit in those couple of areas?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I'll say, you mentioned exercise being aggravating, which is certainly very true, and I think most people, when they think of exercise, they associate it with pain and frustration, and that's probably why there's such a high burnout rate in exercise. People start programs all the time, but unfortunately, they don't finish them. And, you know, one of the things that we do as a company that that I think results in a very high retention rate and makes people enjoy exercise is we take the aggravation out of exercise. So we really make exercise fun. We really understand what the client's needs are, and we find creative ways to make the exercise fun, and at the same time, it's still very beneficial for the client. And so what ends up happening is, let me just give you a very practical example of what it looks like when a client finds exercise fun. So I actually went to a birthday party a few days ago. My client turned 20 years old, and he got a birthday cake. And on the birthday cake, he got a picture printed on the birthday cake of him doing a 315-pound deadlift. Now, I didn't tell him to do that, but he finds it fun to work out in the gym now and to do exercises that he could never do. So he actually put it on his birthday cake. Not only did he do that, but he actually decorated his entire house based on our company. So our company is called Special Strong, and he got Special Strong apparel just for his birthday party. Now,
what kind of
most
condition
people,
was he?
Isn't that, it's just,
what
it's,
was he dealing with, Daniel? What drove him to come see you? What was he dealing with?
Yeah, so Robert had very low muscle tone, and he was overweight, and he had no endurance. As a matter of fact, when he first started seeing me 4 years ago, he couldn't even finish a PE class. Now, at the time, Robert was 16, and we work with ages. We work with all ages. We work with ages 8 and up. But in Robert's case, he was 16 when he started seeing us, couldn't even finish a PE class. Now he's won gold medals in Special Olympics. He hated exercise. He hated PE class. But we found a way to make it fun for him. Now he gets a birthday cake with a picture of him doing a deadlift on the birthday cake. Now he has gold medals in his room for track and field, for shot put. I mean, that's taking the aggravation out of exercise, and that's what we do.
Yes, you know, and the absolutely tremendous achievement for him, his family, everybody around him, being able to benefit from the things that he's been able to learn and achieve. And I think that's a huge service, you know, Special Olympics, that whole world, again, being able to enhance people's ability, whether it's to do their life or to continue to develop. Are you also getting involved at all? It sounds like you're dipping your toe in some sports performance, maybe.
Yeah, we haven't done, you know, so many of our clients are in sports, so we do sports-specific training. So we have clients that are in volleyball, swimming, basketball, and so we do very specific types of training to help the clients that
yes.
are in there.
We're
going to
talk
so,
more about it, Dan. Give me quickly the website, and then we'll talk more about the some of those sports related. What's the website of Special Strong?
Yes, it's specialstrong.com.
Specialstrong.com. Talking to Daniel Stein. We will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go to radio shows, you go back years, who was on, international, national guests, endless array of topics in sports, medicine, fitness, wellness. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read all sorts of different things we're involved in. MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of our sponsors. We have great followings. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and or LinkedIn. But Twitter, we have a lot of stuff we post on there information-wise at Sports Doc,
DOC Radio. We're talking with Daniel Stein. He is a therapist specializing in disabilities. He's out of the Dallas area, and we were just talking about not only the therapeutic value of exercise, but also, like we were talking about, something we mentioned a lot on The Sports Doctor, which is strengthening the young athlete, trying to prevent injuries, trying to be sports specific. And you were talking, Dan, about some of your clients and that you guys are paying attention to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we certainly have clients that are in certain sports like basketball, swimming, you know, those types of sports. And so what we do as professionals is we do sports-specific training. So for us, what that looks like is we try to do movements in the gym that mimic things that they would do in their sports. And so we've seen firsthand the result with many clients who have been training with us and are also in an athletic program. And we've seen incredible correlation with their performance in the gym compared to their performance out in their sport. And we've seen an incredible linear progression when it comes to the progress that they make in their specific sport. We've had, I can't even tell you how many clients we have that now have gold medals in their particular sport that they did not have before.
And how many of those in general, in your world, would you say you're dealing with have some sort of disability in that wall full of gold medals and whatever? Is it like a larger percentage, or is it, how many are dealing with disabilities?
Yeah, so as a company, we are very focused on one specific demographic, and that is anyone who has a mental, physical, or cognitive challenge. So we do not work with anybody who does not have some kind of challenge.
Yes, challenge is a good word. Challenge is a great word. I like it a lot. It encompasses everything, you know, that we're talking about. And again, it can have a very positive effect, Dan, if, again, we're interested in, number one, preventing injuries, which we all are. We're also interested in enhancing performance for those who are interested. And we're definitely interested in the fitness side of the world, especially with what you specialize in. So you're an educator. Who are you working with in your facilities?
Yeah, in terms of the types of clients that we're working with, or?
Who are some of the professionals you're working with? You have some colleagues at your facility?
Yeah, so the professionals that we do not have colleagues that are in our facility. No, we do not.
So were you a loner?
Maybe I misunderstood. So as a team at our company, we have a location here in the Dallas area. We have five other professionals, colleagues, that do work for the organization, and they do the same types of training that I do, which is the sports-specific training and working with people that have those different types of challenges. So I think I misunderstood your question.
Personal,
I apologize.
Are they personal trainers, Dan?
They're certified personal trainers. They're nationally accredited, which is the highest standard that you can have as a personal trainer. And they also have extensive experience working with individuals that have various challenges.
Yes, and again, I think that's so commendable, because this is an area that really needs more and more attention. And again, there's the high super end success of a Special Olympics type of thing, which is wonderful. There's also an everyday major key area of success, which has so much to do with what you're looking to teach some of these individuals and their families. I'm sure, right, Dan? You got to be in the middle of their families, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the impact that this has on families is incredible. You know, I'm working with a client now who's 55 years old, and she got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis about 7 years ago. So she started working with me just 3 months ago, and she's married, very happily married. She has two kids that are graduated out in college. And after working with me now for 3 months, you know, she sent me a video a few weeks ago, and she was able to do jumping jacks for the first time since being diagnosed with MS. And, you know, to be able to go home to your husband and to tell him, you know, look what I was able
to do
today.
Hey, what could be better than that?
There's nothing better than that.
What could be better than showing up at home and doing some jumping jacks? It's got to be pretty awesome.
It is.
It really is
incredible. Not only is she starting to run again. One of her dreams was to be able to run again. She used to be an avid runner until she was diagnosed with MS, and she got some incredible treatment.
Make sure you get orthotics in the shoes, man. Really. That's my gold medal tip of the day for you guys from the sports doctor, which is pay big attention to the role of orthotics with all sorts of strategic balance, whether you're the best figure skater in the world or whether you're somebody who's got MS-related balance, Parkinson's-related balance problems. I've seen it for a million years. I'm still yelling about it. That and strengthening the foot, you know, is part of what you include, because you pay such big attention to balance exercises, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Balance exercises are huge, and that's a huge part of our program. And, you know, we're not experts like you, Dr. Bob, in orthopedics, but one of the things that we do always do is there's a specific company that's called Run-On, and we like to send our clients to Run-On because they get custom-fitted shoes, custom-fitted insoles, and that makes a big difference in their athletic performance in the gym. And we do that for just about every client.
Yeah, if you take another step up, get yourself some local top-of-the-line podiatry to pay attention. And play a major role, you know, in those regards. But that whole aspect, many times of, you know, whether we're even in the right shoe for our particular foot type. And again, by, you know, strengthening all the areas, we would always see 45 years ago, my mentor, Bob Guider, the famous trainer of champions from Jim McMahon to John McEnroe, all he did all day was work balance. Rubber bands and balance and stability work. And it was amazing to see it was as valuable for somebody with balance challenges as it was for the best athlete in the joint, where you were really interested in working all of his stabilizers. And, of course, it's got to take a couple of steps up when we're working with your population, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the importance of balance is just – I can't even overemphasize how important balance training is. And even for, even like you said, even for clients that don't have issues with balance, you know, whenever you do any kind of balance training, you know, you're training what's called your sixth sense, which is proprioception. And what that does for the brain is incredible, and it can translate into other areas of performance in the gym and just in everyday level, everyday activities that people do on a daily basis. So balance is very important. And it's one of those things, you know, there's the saying is, if you don't use it, you lose it. And with balance, that is very true. And especially for some clients that are prone to falls, you know, this could be life or death if somebody doesn't know how to balance.
Fall prevention is a big deal. You know, fall prevention is become such a big deal with our senior and super senior population, as well as our physically challenged or the disability side of things. There's no doubt about it. And like my friend Guy would say, he said, if I put a sensor on every muscle you own from your top of your head to your feet, and I have you balance on one foot or balance on a trampoline, every muscle you got's going to light up. And that's the whole concept. So I have called it, I'll give you my secret, Dan, I've called it instability training.
I'm stealing that from you, Dr. Bob.
Daniel, give me quickly the website again before we run out of time with you guys.
Yeah, website is specialstrong.com.
Specialstrong.com. Daniel Stein, he's the founder. The guy's a go-getter. Dan, hold on a quick second. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctor then. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, man, we're back on track. You know, after missing a few minutes with the team doc of the Yankees, Dr. Christopher Ahmad, but we were able to get him for most of the show. Dan, great second guest. This is the Sports Doctors In segment. We answer some emails. We talk about upcoming shows. Again, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years, see who was on, what were the topics. Choose what you would like. We have so much action with the newspaper articles, magazine section, with all we work with Lower Extremity Review, with MVP Parent Magazine. Lots of great stuff if you go over to that side. Lots of action on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers. We publish a lot of great stuff, sports medicine-wise, fitness-wise, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. Get a lot of guests from Twitter. Got Dr. Ahmad from LinkedIn. So, hey, we're on the platforms. Next week, we've got the return of one of our great guests, Ian Goldberg. Ian is the CEO, founder of iSport360, this great organization, app, on all things communications between parents and coaches and all types of. We've written numerous articles with him and for him. So he's back. And then Mary Leonard. Mary's been the president of the U.S. Athletic Training Center with physical therapists, sports performance in Manhattan. So she'll be jumping in. Following week, a podiatrist, Dr. Robert Weiss. He's the running doctor. He's run, 30-something marathons. He's written a few books. He's got inserts. Excited to have him on. And then returning Janice Meredith. Janice participated in my book, Hashtag A Sports Parents. Her whole blog and specialty is parenting. And for years, it also included sports parenting. So great stuff coming up. Let's see emails here. To email me, drrwile, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Patty says, my son's 14 years old. He's a cross-country runner. It's the third season. He's had shin splints on and off. You know, Patty, pay attention to foot mechanics. Include seeing podiatry if you haven't. In my experience, 8 out of 10 chronic shin problems, usually lower inner side of the lower leg. Sometimes it's the front or outer side, but it's common with the overpronated, flat, tight foot, even in a very, very good athlete where we're straining that area. And we want to look at everything from what's the best shoe to what he's doing to strengthen that area and the great success with orthotics when we see that mechanical component. So you want to get a diagnosis. Shin splints is not a medical diagnosis. Got to rule out stress, fracture, whatever. Get a diagnosis. Pay attention to foot mechanics. Tom says persistent ball of foot calluses. Would orthotics help? You know, Tom, podiatry helps. I've had patients for decades that we would trim their painful calluses every few months, keep them dancing, keeping them very active, very successfully. Often, yes, we would add orthotics to redistribute weight and make a difference in how fast, how aggressive those calluses build up when they're specifically under, whether it's the ball of the foot or under the fifth toe, for example. Diffuse calluses under the ball of the foot is not as much of a big deal, but specific callus under a particular pressure area is. And what we call it palliation, trim those calluses down painlessly with a proper instrument, see podiatry, and absolutely specific calluses, orthotics could make a big difference in accommodating for that particular area. You know, John says, is it true that over 50% of us people are not fit properly? You know, John, I don't know if it's 50%. It might be more. But when I talk to all of these shoe experts, and they say that that's the case,
A lot of people assume they're the same size they were years ago. Women who have gone through pregnancies, their feet enlarge. Heck, I was a size 9, 9.5 in college. Now I'm like 10.5. So being fit properly is a major key each time. One of the big mistakes is with fitting. It's one of the reasons I always liked New Balance, besides that they were a sponsor of mine for 4.5 years, Metabolly Shoes, and there's a few different New Balance locations. They had width sizing. And when we had individuals, women, narrow heel, broader ball of the foot, besides the fact that New Balance is a Cadillac shoe, like Nike, like Adidas, there's many of them, but they did have the width sizing. So paying attention, whether it's your young son or daughter, and whatever the sport happens to be, and again, I'll add the caveat, make sure that your son or daughter, and you, if you're in a specific sport, make sure you're in a shoe that's designed for that sport, but get fit properly, and make sure that if you can, you're trying those shoes on, and then you'd be able to be positive. What's comfortable, I tell people all the time, you know, wear the shoes around the house for a day or two. If they feel good, go with it, but this way you can return them. But yes, a lot of the percentage are not fit properly. Got a lot to do with aggravating problems. It doesn't necessarily develop foot problems. That's usually inherited characteristics of foot mechanics. Terry says, is Morton's Neuroma always surgical? No, it isn't. We've had great success with orthotics, redistributing weight, maybe cortisone injections, sometimes ultrasound. But years ago, as part of a pamphlet I wrote, my gosh, in the late 80s, that the only long-term solution to neuroma, which is a thickened, calloused nerve under the ball of the foot, usually located between the third and fourth toe. And it gets abused. It thickens like almost like a callus. It starts to get in the way. It could be numbness, stinging pain. People might say, you know, I feel like I got a ball of soccer under my foot. And we used to think that only removing that piece of nerve was effective. Now we've seen, especially in sports medicine, 25 years ago when we started saying, I have athletes, look, don't talk to me about surgery. Can't you use some sort of insert? We used orthotics more and more. Really made a difference in reducing the pressure or forces that might be involved. Bill says, my 12-year-old is a skater. She likes to skate 5 days a week. She's already doing double jumps. She's got these pump bumps on the back of her heel. Get the bootmaker to punch out the back of the heel, Bill, where that area is, and pay attention, especially if it hurts, to including podiatry. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for decades for this particular problem because of the excessive rubbing of that particular bump. And 9 times out of 10, you can control that between punching the area out and paying attention if there's this rock and roll of that foot, for example, a pronated or flat foot. Typically, we'll see orthotics can really, really help that area. I had a lot of great feedback last week because we were talking about the section, my section, the sports doctors in of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And we were talking about things like what about shoes? What is the best shoe? For my kids, we were talking about orthotics and the role of orthotics and positioning, alignment, when we're talking about the lower extremity. And we were also talking about the concern and challenges of youth sports and drugs. One of my pet peeves, the tremendous reliance, it would surprise you, of the young adolescent, junior high, club, high school athlete who's living on over-the-counter pain medicine, whether it's Advil, whether it's Aleve, whether it's aspirin, because they're overdoing it, because their schedule is too aggressive, because they're trying to push through a problem. It's amazing. At the top level of the world, we're all familiar with performance-enhancing drugs. We always knew cheating took place. It's taking place forever. But so much of the drugs used at the highest level of sports, what I called performance-surviving drugs. Same thing, overuse, trying to get back from injury too soon, pushing the envelope, all of these kinds of pressures. So sometimes we're very surprised, the parents of a young 12-year-old soccer player, 15-year-old volleyball player, where we see, geez, you're taking medicine every day. I tell parents, if your son or daughter needs medicine, pain medicine over the counter to continue to participate, you're over the line. You got to back off. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe. Stay informed. The Sports Doctor. See you next week.